I'm going to pray for us. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word that you've given it to us freely, that you've taken us out of a place where we can't fully understand who you are or what you've done. Taken us from that place and revealed yourself to us by it. And we ask that tonight, as it's read and taught, that you'd reveal more about yourself, what you've done for us in Jesus, and how you want us to live for you. Amen. Now, years ago, while I was hiking with some schoolmates, we came to a steep rock climb. Now, from memory, and it could be a little bit distorted, it looked something like this and this put together. Although I was confident when I was at the bottom, things changed very, very rapidly. I remember being halfway up. It was wet and slippery, and it was a very long way down. I could tell by my surroundings that the stakes were high. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 sit right between an urge to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess on one side and a warning of judgment and consuming fire on the other. We are in high stakes territory. Tonight's passage has real significance now and eternally. And you and I are about to face the age-old question. Are we going to hear God's word, trust that it's the best thing for us, and live by it? Grab your Bibles, look at Hebrews 10, 24. The first thing we're told is to engage our minds. Let us consider, verse 24 says, how we may spur one another on. Sitting at my desk at work one morning, I thought to myself, how did I get here? I'd just driven 30 odd minutes to work. Has it ever happened to you? Yeah, good. I'd driven 30 odd minutes, but I had no real recollection of the journey. Sometimes we do things as if we're on autopilot, and our encouraging, our spurring on of each other can be as well. But we need to turn autopilot off, and we need to work hard to think, how am I in my specific situation and with the people around me, how am I going to spur those people on to love and good deeds? How am I going to spur them on to self-sacrificial concern, expressing itself in care and service and obedience to the word? Do we at Tom's Night Church do what's required to get our brothers and sisters around us to live in love and good deeds? Our church, the people around you, are your household. They're your family. But often, church is not a place that's overflowing with care and concern or a commitment to intimate fellowship. Perhaps that's symptomatic of the fact that maybe we're not spurring each other on as we should. It takes work, but it's not overly complicated. We have opportunities whenever we meet together, and church is the perfect opportunity for us to spur each other on. Are you thinking, how can I motivate Jacob to love his wife more? How can I encourage Rachel to proclaim Christ more? How can I help that brother that I know? How can I give him the kick up the backside he needs to go and seek forgiveness from the person that he's hurt? How can I steer my sister on? How can I move this brother to the point where they're moving toward love and good deeds? The Word of God is an essential asset in this endeavour, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And the Word, together with the work of the Holy Spirit, leads us toward love and good deeds. The major hindrance to our goal is noted next in verse 25. The archenemy of effective spurring on is giving up meeting, the neglect of formal meeting together. If we move this concept into the realm of Marvel Comics, it might look a bit like this. Captain No Church. Giving up meeting at church and Bible study is easy and quietly seductive. It might well be less stressful or more convenient tonight. You might well have something else on. You may well not be feeling your best. Maybe you're not up for it tonight. You may well need that extra rest. There's a raft of alternate directions that we put forward. But God's loving direction for our best is that we do not give up meeting together, as some make a habit of doing. When are you tempted to miss church or Bible study? The more we miss our formal meeting times, the easier it is to skip next time, and the less opportunity we have to spur one another on. And before you know it, you've opened yourself up to the risk of falling away. You might think I'm being a bit overly dramatic, taking it a bit far, but when I think about those I know who've fallen away, almost always it begins with missing church and disobedience. Church and spurring each other on is really, really important, and it has eternal consequences. It's vital for us to be spurring each other on to love and good deeds and not giving up meeting with one another. If we're steadfast in these things, God will use us and his word to help others stand firm. And we'll also be in a situation that's conducive to us persevering ourselves. It's going to take self-sacrifice. It might take changing some of your habits. You might need to resist the devil. You might need to adjust your priorities. But if we do, what a great reward awaits us. A reward won by the blood of Jesus awaits us that we can share in together. Are you going to trust this word of Jesus?